You probably noticed during Lent that there wasn't an annual Catholic appeal. That's because the bishop and the Diocesan Finance Council has decided to replace the annual Catholic appeal with the 2017 Catholic Ministries Drive. The Catholic Ministries Drive, which begins this week, will provide 100% funding for three specific categories of ministries. First, caring for the poor and strengthening families, which will support Catholic Charities, Family Life, the Fulton County Mission, and the Mandeville Diocese in Jamaica. As you know, our parish is also twinned with a parish in Jamaica. We support that parish on a monthly basis. The second category will be nurturing our youth, which will fund campus ministry, educating youth, sacramental preparation, and youth ministry. And then the Catholic Ministries Drive will also support the formation of clergy and laity by funding adult enrichment, Christian initiation, evangelization, lay ecclesial ministries, priest vocations, and the ongoing formation of priests and deacons. Only 1.5% of the total target for the diocese will be used for campaign expenses. None of the funds from the Catholic Ministries Drive will support core administrative offices. Each parish is asked to achieve a target amount, and ours is $46,613. That's 10% of our regular receipts. Contributions exceeding the target will be refunded to the parish. If parishes don't reach their target, they will not be invoiced or billed for it. The diocese will live on what the diocese receives through the Catholic Ministries Drive. Just by way of information, in addition to the Catholic Ministries Drive, our parish supports Holy Trinity Catholic School with contributions amounting to $140,000. And there's also another assessment called the Cathedraticum that all dioceses have, and that would support bishops' administrative offices. You know, as you know from the scriptures throughout this Easter season, we're a community of faith, and the reading from last week's Acts of the Apostles reminds us that we worship, we're involved in formation, especially through scripture, and we're also called to share fellowship and support the ministries of the church. So we will be receiving a letter from Bishop Mark this week along with a brochure and an envelope. If you're able to participate, obviously that will be appreciated. If you can't, support us with your prayers. Or do both. Pray for us and contribute. That's even better.